every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Thomas Jefferson. On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. Now, by this time, several countries were destroyed, and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population during that time, had lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, Germans, dissidents, gypsies, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were all exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals, as they watched video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and/or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler. Now, during the time of the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, "The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished." I have a question for you. Who is responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's murderous biddings? Hitler didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. The criminals attempted to divert attention from their own murderous hands with the retort that they were just doing their job. Well, I'm here to tell you that they were not just doing their job, for if they were, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler in resisting him and his tyrannical regime's directives. If it weren't for them following blindly behind Adolf Hitler, the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. If they were truly doing their duty, they would have thrown off Adolf Hitler, not the German Constitution, and upholding the law that would in fact have condemned Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Now let's take a look to America. In a time of propaganda and fear that is being pushed on the people, many are speculating if this government is going to roll out into martial law. We are hearing much of executive orders coming out from the president as well as governors and mayors across the country. Well, you might ask yourself the question, what is an executive order and are they constitutional? Well, United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution only, when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to acts of Congress. That's the representatives of the American people. And them that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies. Executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws already state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, "Take care that the laws be faithfully executed," made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Now, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization, allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive to carry out their delegated authorities as well as the normal operations of the federal government, which is limited. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the U.S. Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. Now consider firstly that the Declaration of Independence, the preamble or the seedbed to the U.S.
Constitution. Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide?
Yeah.
Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves?
Yeah.
For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, I want to welcome you to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, I want to bring about a commemoration that the mainstream media, actually, I should say it's not the mainstream media that's responsible for it. It's the people out there that the mainstream media means to basically stifle or suppress when it comes to free speech. And they just want to override the narrative with their nonsense, Micah 6:16. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a commemoration of Randy Weaver. And I'm going to go through all of that just to show you and reiterate that, because I did over the weekend share with my weekend friends concerning the atrocities that are being committed against the people by those that have been put in place, or at least how they sell it to us, that they're there to protect us, the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, the list goes on. Folks, I'm just here to tell you real quick, they're not here to protect us from them. Folks, they are here to protect them from us. And that is the truth of the matter. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Have you guys heard this new guy coming out? Some will say, well, Bradley, you're giving him all the attention he needs. No, I'm doing my job. If you're that foolish to go ahead and take on the negative, what I'm trying to warn you of, and take it on and enjoy the very things that I'm warning you of, Psalm 19:11, that's on you, not on me. And it just shows you that you love darkness more than you love light, John 3:18, 19, 20, and 21. And what I'm doing here is I'm highlighting this Nick Fuentes, I believe his name is. It's the new guy that's making his rounds. He's another controlled operative that is out there doing his best to keep everybody in line with the uniparty system by dividing and conquer, Mark 3:25. But this is one of those new guys, and I just want to show you, because I think we can all come to the same conclusion that the said conservatives of the day, not a one is making reference to the law and condemning the crime. They're not magnifying the law to bring about judgment upon the heads of corrupt politicians. Nope, that's not what they're doing, friends. What they're doing is magnifying the crime by playing the little gossip, sharing with the American people as to who they like and who they don't like, as if to suggest that there's some sort of standard as unto themselves. I don't care about their opinion. I care about law. I care obedience to law that keeps us free if we obey, which grace fulfills, Ephesians 2:8-10. I don't really care about all these guys that they're putting up, but I just want to show you that they're being put up for the very purpose of driving confusion. They're confused. Every single one of them are confused individuals. Every single one of them. There's not a one of them you cannot bring up to me right now that I cannot tell you or that I cannot take the time to prove the point that they're leading you the same exact direction that the mainstream media is leading you to. They can play the good guy all that they want. But again, Americans, just take the time and think for a moment that what they call the left is truly the fruit of the right. Because what it comes down to is if the right was doing the right thing all the time, right, there wouldn't be a left. And furthermore, if we all understood, Americans, that 345 million of us in this country are ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, not by the opinions of today's conservatives and their hanging fruit, what they call the left. No. Folks, they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And I think you're going to get a real good taste of it in this short piece that I'm going to play for you. This is the guy, CIA operative Alex Jones is promoting. Others are promoting across the board, Tucker Carlson, all CIA affiliated. Okay. And they're working for, under the control of the Mockingbird Media, advertently or inadvertently, it doesn't matter, because again, they're all leading you right back to their opinion rather than condemning the crimes of the politicians that are committing the crimes. They're not bringing about resolve. It's just about their opinions, and it's what personality do you like the most, so on and so forth. So let's go ahead and check out this confused individual. He's the brand new one that they're all putting up right now. Another brand new controlled operative, just as confused as the rest of them, friends, thinking that we are fueling a two-party system and that we're a Christian nation according to the God that we create to suit our sins, which is a violation of the Second Amendment. Check this guy's out. Check this guy out and listen to this confusion, folks.
You know, we all read the Bible. You know, the Jews are the Old Testament or the New Testament. Mm-hmm. The relationship between the New Testament and the Old Testament, it's not a sequel. The New Testament and the theology.
Okay, so you just heard what he said, right? He said it's not a sequel. It's not a sequel. You know, isn't it interesting that he would say that? Because when I read the New Testament, that's all I read about are Old Testament patriarchs in the fulfilling of the new through Jesus Christ. So right off the bat, this guy is seriously confused. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. Make distinction, Nikki, between ceremonial law and moral law. Listen to the rest of this.
Theology in it replaces the theology of the Old Testament.
Nonsense. So Jesus said, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall any wise pass until all be fulfilled. Who fulfilled the law? Jesus did. But listen to more of this confusion. This is the guy that they're putting up, friends. Every one of them falls into the category of being confused and misleading the people that are listening to them. This is not scriptural. This is Nick Fuentes's nonsense.
In the Old Testament, you have a religion that's based on the people of Israel. They make sacrifices at the temple.
Which is
the
type
rabbis,
of Christ.
They have the law. Mm-hmm. But when Jesus arrives, he changes everything. Because
when Jesus arrives, he changes everything. No, the only thing Jesus did was fulfill the Old Testament ceremonial law. And the only thing that Jesus did is take the rust off of the religion to bring understanding of what he was saying throughout the Old Testament in the New Testament. Listen.
He becomes the law. We say that
he is the law.
The law. The
Absolutely.
Law is embodied in him.
Right.
So the Jews were saying, well, the law of Moses says, you have to stone this woman. And he says, well, I'm the
John
law.
John 80's talking
Let
about.
He who is without sin casts the first stone. He completes.
He's magnifying grace.
That's the law. He personifies the law.
Listen to this.
In the same way that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, God gave us the law through Mary.
God gave us the law through Mary. Is this guy, this is heretical. This goes beyond just being confused, friends. The Bible doesn't say anything about Mary bringing about the law. Where is this guy at? He's appointed to confuse the people, and the way confusion happens is when you take your eyes off of the law giver, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the one that fulfilled the law. His name is Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
Okay.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Come back again to the Sons of Liberty. Somebody just said, I don't know if that's you, Tim, but you just said he's Roman Catholic. I don't care if he's Chinese, man. If he's going to be Chinese, then he needs to learn the language. Just like if he's going to be a Christian, call himself a Christian, then he needs to learn the language. He needs to quit putting on a uniform that he has no idea what it's all entailed. And I am tired of what I see out there. I just played a video by this new guy that they're putting up, friends, named Nick Fuentes. I believe it's his name is Fuentes. And he is a nut. I'm sorry. He is confused beyond. He is a heretic. I mean, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. Hey, folks, I know some of you guys like Joe Rogan. He's just as confused. I know some of you guys like Ben Shapiro. He's a total antichrist. Ask him. I know some of you people just like all these talking heads on Fox News. I'm not here to try to pull the rug on them. I'm just here to tell you that's not the right way to go. It's my job to point the finger and say, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He is the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And what we have is a bunch of people just glossing over what they think they know, when in fact they don't. And the only reason they're parroting it is because somebody told them to, or it's something that they heard from their said priest. If people would take the time to read the Bible for themselves and the Constitution, you would know that what you have in the conservative movement is nothing but a bunch of controlled operatives that have been put up to confuse the people, because it brings you right back to the people that are responsible for the problem. No resolve, just like I've said 1,000 times over and over and over. This Nick guy just got done telling us, making a separation between the old and the new, and saying, you know, that's done away with, and now Christ has done this. And none of, he's not making distinction between ceremonial law or moral law. And I could go for 2 minutes just picking on this guy and picking him apart concerning his heretical viewpoints. Then he comes out of nowhere, and then he goes and he says that the law came by Mary. The law came by what? Mary, I don't care if he's Roman Catholic. Again, he's calling himself a Christian, and he should know what the Word of God says. Hey, friends, when you look at 1 Timothy 2:5, I want to do this for you. If you fall into the lot with this individual, no wonder why the Lord said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Matthew 15:14. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about. Same thing with Glenn Beck. I mean, look what his whole concept of life is predicated upon. A lie. He's a part of a cult. My goodness. And the other one, folks, if it's not the religious leaving of the Pharisees, then it's the Herodians. And then you have admixture like this. And the Bible tells us that the leaven that Jesus warned us to stay away from in Mark 8:15 is the wicked doctrines, the misleadings of men who take upon themselves to represent as imposters and counterfeits the Christ. No, we stick to the Bible. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, that man, Christ Jesus. Didn't say anything about Mary, folks. It's all man-made. Okay, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but that's okay. 281-845-4704. And if you want to check us out on social media platforms so you can look at who you're getting mad at, go ahead and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Hey, let me say it this way. Before you call in and get mad at me, just understand that I love you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. That's all. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. My love does not tolerate false doctrine, period. Nor these counterfeits. They're imposters. It's exactly what they are. And by the way, that's exactly why they're put up. I can't reiterate it any other way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to those that don't want to receive the truth. I'm sorry that you don't receive it. I feel sorry for you for rejecting the truth. It reminds me of John, where Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. As a matter of fact, it was the very people that I'm highlighting right now that were responsible for the crucifixion of Christ. Read John 19:15. Mary brought the law, he said. Whoa. Okay. Okay. You know, I thought I'd share with you as well that in the book of Jeremiah, that country, during that particular time, those people were judged for pagan worship of a goddess that they created. And guess what it was called? It was called the Queen of Heaven. They were judged because they refused to repent. It was a man-made system of religion put up to create a system of indulgence. The Lord denounced it. He condemned it at every step. Read Jeremiah 7:18 and 44:17-25. I'll say it again. Jeremiah 7-18 and 44, chapter 44:17-25. Again, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. But these are the kind of people I'm trying to warn you of, friends, for no other reason, because I'm already being suppressed. I'm already being censored. It really doesn't matter. I'm just here being faithful and walking in the light that the Lord has given me, trying to get other people to understand that it's a straight and narrow and difficult is the way. It's not wide and broad concerning the path that they mean to lead you down. And furthermore, it tells us in the book of Proverbs, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. That's right. And folks, not only is it to the death of our souls, but it's also to the death of our nation if we keep allowing the blind to lead the blind. It's just that simple. Okay. What I'm going to do is we got a phone call coming in from Stephanie from the Minnesota State Fair. We're out at the Minnesota State Fair right now, folks, year 16. With that said, we're on the bottom floor of the grandstand on the east end, row three. And again, we have Stephanie Joy here. Steph, how's it going down at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, it's actually going pretty well. We're right here with some people at our booth right now, in fact. But it's amazing how, you know, one day differs from the next. You think, well, the weekend should be pretty packed and busy, and then here it is on Monday, and it's just been kind of a lot of people coming in, and it's a great opportunity to reach a lot of people. So it's been a good day so far.
Okay. And saying that, what's it been like over the last 5 days? I think we got 1 week to go from this point on. What's been the first 5 days? Give us a couple examples or testimonials concerning some of the people that you have had an opportunity to minister to.
Well, I've had someone come up here with kind of tears in their eyes. I've had another guy with a really good conversation. I can tell when people, it's hitting home and their conscience is being convicted. And it was a very sobering kind of like he's taking it in. I was talking to him about just, you know, okay, there's no purgatory. There's no this, there's no that. You know, there's heaven, there's hell. Taking him through the law of God, the Ten Commandments. And it's interesting because, you know, we have a lot of professors, quote unquote, that come up to the booth and they say, bless you.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yep.
Thank you for being here. And it's textbook. And I grew up in the church my whole life. So you hear a lot of I love yous. And people say I love you all the time. And it's like, listen, you don't even know me. You don't even know my favorite color. That word is thrown out so flippantly. And I know you, Bradley, have this testimony where when you first got in church, people would say they loved you all the time. And then you needed help moving. And all of a sudden, no one was available to help except for the young people. So it's interesting that Jesus' love was in action. It was in demonstration. In fact, the whole model verse of our ministry is 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And so our love should be in demonstration. Our love should be in action. So it's interesting because one day we're getting all these, you know, thanks for being here, and there's no support, no help, nothing. And then this guy comes up, total heathen guy, beer in his hand,
yep,
looks at the shirt, like,
yep,
okay. Kind of sits there, doesn't say, we don't say anything much to him. He just kind of looks. He just sets it down, grabs the shirt, plunks it down. And I was like, oh, hey, here's Bradley's testimony, because your testimony booklet, we have passed out to tons of people here, so they're getting your whole testimony as well. In fact, I'll finish this story, but so he comes up and he supports us right away. Total heathen, doesn't say bless you, doesn't say keep up the good work, doesn't do nothing, nope, but he helps us to be able to keep up the good work by supporting our work and what we're doing. And so it's funny. So speaking of your little white testimony book, I had a woman come up. And she goes,
you got about 1 minute.
I read this book. She goes, I read this book, and she goes, I was going to, you know, maybe give it to my kids. She goes, but I thought she was going to say something like she had a problem with something or whatever. But she goes, but I'm not. She goes, I'm keeping it for me, for an encouragement for me. So she's like, I'm going to come back. And I said, well, you know, he's got a comic book in his same testimony. She's coming back to get that. And it was just so cool because I was thinking, oh, you know, I wasn't going to give it to kids. She's like, no, I was going to give it to him, but I read it myself, and now I'm keeping this one for myself. And so she came back and grabbed another one and is looking at your comic book, too. But it's just stuff like that peppered throughout the day. And, you know, it's like why you're here. And it's a long haul, and it's a long time. You know, the Christian's like, oh, we've only been here 6 hours, you know. And it goes by fast, and sometimes it goes by slow. But we're here as a beacon of light,
amen,
in the darkness, and that's how we're doing what we're doing.
Amen. Matthew 5:16. Thank you, Steph. Totally appreciate it. We got a hard break coming up. I do want to say, in reference to what you just said, Matthew 21:31 says, verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Who is he talking to? The Pharisees. Has anybody ever taken the time to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and taking note how much time Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, for their hypocrisies? Read Matthew 23, verse 3. We're going to come right back, folks, and we're going to highlight the fact that they are not here to protect us from them. They are here to protect them from us in one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So I just want to highlight something because a couple weeks ago, I brought this up over the weekend, by the way, and I tried to bring forth, what do I want to say? I kind of want to bring in all the issues that I talked on or hit during the week to the weekend show, because I only have a 2-hour show on Saturdays from 1 to 3, and then I have an hour show from Monday to Friday, obviously from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. And on Saturday I caught myself going a little bit deeper than I usually go, and what I did is last week I brought up the fact that Randy Weaver, the FBI, literally just was setting him up to the best of their ability in Idaho back in 1991, I believe it is. And they ended up surrounding him, trying to set him up for crimes that he was not guilty of, in hopes of creating another enemy or another monster so they can cast it into the minds of the people to justify the brown shirts known as the FBI. And, well, lo and behold, I noticed some pretty credible outlets that were actually commemorating what just took place as a commemoration of that date back in 1991 or 1992. I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and play it out for you. This is from the Gun Owners of America. And this is great because this means that people, even in, you know, that were more reluctant or apprehensive about taking this information on and shooting it out through their media outlets, it means that they're now doing it because they understand more and more as to who is doing the attacking, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and play that for you, and I'm going to let it do the talking for itself as well as the video. If you want to check it out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, go ahead and check this out, just distributed by Gun Owners of America in commemoration of Ruby Ridge. Check this out.
It's called Ruby Ridge, Idaho. It happened before Waco, and for many, it's an even bigger rallying cry.
We're talking about a cabin made by Randy Weaver and his wife on a mountaintop.
Randy Weaver was not a guy up there sawing the barrels off shotguns and selling. He only committed this act after talking to an ATF informant.
U.S. Marshals had been staking out her parents, who were vehemently anti-government, for months.
They see some men dressed in fatigues with dark paint and, you know, very much like a strike team, and that possibly to silence this dog, which has found their location, one of the marshals shoots and kills the dog.
When the dog uncovered the marshal's location, an agent shot it, and a gunfight ensued that killed 14-year-old Sam Weaver and a deputy U.S. marshal named William Deegan.
The very next day, a team of 10 FBI agents and the hostage rescue team surround the cabin.
Sarah's mother, Vicky, took a fatal shot to the head as she held the family's 10-month-old baby in her arms.
By the FBI.
But outside the cabin, no one was aware Vicky was dead. The Weavers held out for a total of 11 days. After Vicky was shot, they believed they'd be killed if they stepped outside. The standoff ended only after Beau Greitz, a right-wing presidential candidate sympathetic to the Weavers' cause, negotiated a surrender.
So they're up there about an hour, and he comes back. And he says, boy, you guys really screwed that one up. I said, what do you mean? He says, Randy's been shot, Harris has been shot, and Vicky's dead. We just couldn't believe it.
Later investigations revealed that law enforcement had made a series of errors. Authorities on the ground communicated poorly with agents arriving from afar.
How did the government end up treating them like a group of armed terrorists?
How did they do it? They set it up. I don't know if you guys are aware of who Ted Gunderson is. He used to be a former FBI agent back in the 90s. He said that the majority of terror attacks and these false flags are done by these agencies. Of course they are. It's the same thing Adolf Hitler did, man. Sending his brown shirts, create the problem, and then publicly play the problem solver. Isn't this amazing? I, when I see this kind of stuff, I get infuriated to no end. To no end. We've been led to believe that these agencies are, first of all, constitutional, which they are not. We've been led to believe that they're there to protect us from the bad guys, when in fact, they're protecting the bad guys from us. And I don't think people quite understand to the degree that this should go. Because we have in our minds that these agencies that are responsible for much of the crimes that are taking place, not just here, but worldwide, are through these agencies. And we have been taught to believe that somehow or another that they are not to be held accountable for the crimes that they commit against innocent people, namely Americans. Nonsense. They are not above the law. Did you know that Randy Weaver's wife, you just heard this? Reiterating this, if you heard it, you need to hear it again. Do you know that when the ATF and the U.S. Marshals came up on George W. Bush's green light to go ahead and attack Americans? Did you know that she stuck her head out holding the baby to try to tell these agencies, these U.S. Marshals, if you want to, they're cowards is what they are. As she sticks her head out with her 10-month-old baby, one of the snipers is told to shoot the woman, Randy Weaver's wife. Shoots her in the head holding the baby. This is these agencies that people put up with. They're cowards. These are the ones that are going along, just like during the Nuremberg trials, that are doing all of the crimes and committing all of the crimes for the modern-day Adolf Hitlers. That's exactly what they are. They're saying they're just doing their job. They know all the well they're not doing their job. They were the ones that were doing their best in this particular case to set up Randy Weaver, when in fact he wasn't guilty of the crime. They were leading him to commit the crime, is what they were doing. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Not only did they shoot his wife and blow her head off while holding the baby, when she was trying to tell them to basically back off, they kill their dog, Striker, because he discovered their position. Then they ended up shooting Randy Weaver's 14-year-old little boy. Hey, friends, listen to me. This is the FBI. These are the agencies that operate in secret, just like the CIA, just like the ATF. The list goes on. They don't have any business operating that way. Does it go to prove the point that I make, that they're there to protect the bad guys and the crimes that they're committed against the innocent, namely us? That's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. I told you just a couple minutes ago that we had Sharona Bishop, who was out there, a woman, a mother, out there trying to right the wrongs of voter fraud in Denver, Colorado, in the state of Colorado. She was also out there trying to put a stop to the corruption and get the right people into office. The FBI holds her and her family. Her husband's in law enforcement, by the way. They hold the family at gunpoint for over 3 hours, including their children. And you know what's crazy about it? Then when you wait to find out what it was that they were going for, they just leave you in the dark, as if to suggest that they have a right to do it to anybody they want to with immunity. Can somebody show me this? 281-845-4704. Can somebody show me this? Because I can't find that. But what I can find is our forefathers giving us provision in the Constitution to do everything that Randy should have did in his particular case. Matter of fact, one of his buddies did. He ended up killing a marshal that was just doing his job, that was firing on him, Randy Weaver, and his family. Did you know, by the way, I wanted to highlight this too. Did you know that after they killed the dog and they killed the wife and they killed the little 14-year-old boy, did you know that the FBI and these U.S. Marshals, listen, I am all for law enforcement, but I'm talking about righteous enforcement. There's nothing righteous about this. This was a hit squad. These were the brown shirts, friends, and everybody knows it. You know what they did? Well, little Sammy's out there laying dead because they just shot him dead. And his wife's head's gone. And the dog is gone. Did you know that they took their megaphones and started mocking Sammy and the dog and the dead wife? Can I ask anybody how they can justify that? They can't. Hey, friends. How is it that they're not held accountable? Did you know, after they committed these crimes against Randy Weaver and his family, this is just one of a plethora. Did you know that after they assailed the family and murdered the family? Did you know that the very ones that were responsible for doing, giving the directive for this hit, did you know that they were promoted? Did you know that they just did the same thing with Lavoy Finicum just last week? Do you understand how this works, friends? They're being promoted concerning their willingness to commit crimes against people in this country. Do you understand who's doing what they're doing to innocent people? We're seeing this all day long in the thousands throughout the year by these agents. Who are they attacking? Here, one of the things that I want you to think about is, if they're really there to protect us, then can I ask you something? How come the federal government, Washington, D.C., namely, how come it hasn't been cleaned out? How come they haven't been incarcerated awaiting justice? How come the governors and the mayors throughout the United States and corruption in the halls, the court halls, those that are sitting on the bench that are perverting justice, how come these agencies haven't been used to clean house and bring justice upon the head of the guilty? Isaiah 26:9. I think you're starting to catch on. I'm going to come right back and play a piece by Randy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WWE.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I just seen some phone calls come up. I am getting a message from Texas right now, BBS, that he had to reconnect because the caller wasn't showing up on the screen. So if you'd like to call back, please do. I wanted to highlight the fact, what I left you with during the end of the last segment, was this. If it's these agencies that have been set up, that have been militarized, that have been armed with high-power weaponry, and it's being aimed at the American people, as we can all see. They're doing the same thing with the IRS, by the way. And you should have knew the minute that they started creating these unconstitutional agencies how they were going to use it against the people. Well, guess what? We're seeing this in full bloom today, aren't we? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It is incredible what the American people put up with. It honestly is. You know, you're seeing right now, reiterating this point to my weekday friends, you're seeing today the said corporate president of America using ICE as the excuse to deal with the illegals that they lured in. And as simultaneously what they're doing, instead of using the militia, the American people, they're using unconstitutional agencies to basically do what? Wash away state sovereignty. It's exactly what's going on. Okay, I want to go back and just put this question to you, and then I'm going to play a piece from Randy, who's no longer here. And he's going to tell you exactly what happened on Ruby Ridge. They're commemorating this right now, and I thought it would be good on our part to do the same thing. This is information the American people need to take in, because it's not happening from without, it's happening from within. If these agencies were good, how is it that they haven't rounded up those in Washington, D.C. for their crimes that they've committed against the American people, along with governors and mayors throughout the United States? How come these agencies haven't been used to bring justice upon them if it was them really protecting us? You know it's not about, hey, folks, then if you know the answer, then why do you put up with this? They are not above the law. I don't care. Hey, I don't care how much the CIA wants to go around the world and commit the crimes that they commit and then go with immunity and act like they're not responsible for the crimes. The only reason they do that is because the people let them do that. Same thing with the FBI. Same thing with the ATF. Look what they did in Waco. Oh, Bradley, are you a sympathizer with David Koresh and everything he did? Wait, everything he did. Who told you everything he did? Are you talking about the mainstream media that gave you that information? The same mainstream media that you say you don't believe in? The same ones that lie day in and day out through their spin doctors, casting lies into your mind in hopes that you believe that they speak for you? And that their enemies that they cast into your mind are now your enemies, and their friends are now become your friends? Wait a second. I thought you said you didn't believe. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's nonsense. I'm going to go ahead and play this. I see you up there, Christine. Also had Bob up there. I'm going to go ahead and play this real quick. This hour just flew once again. This is Randy Weaver telling you about what took place. Again, this is happening across the country where these organizations are commemorating what the government did, the FBI did, to Randy Weaver. I also want to let you know that the ones that are responsible for the crimes were promoted. I also want to let you know that Randy Weaver sued the government for $3 million. But I also want you to remember that that $3 million came from the taxpayers. So there's no skin off their teeth. See, this is the problem. You have to teach men to fear God. Show them the consequence of their crime according to the Lord's statute. Hey, folks, it's only getting more raw here. I can tell you that right now in so many different ways. Let's listen to Randy. Let's see what he has to say about what took place and how the federal government murdered his family members. Check this out.
It enforces non-law passed by your Congress.
It enforces non-law. In other words, it's unconstitutional, just like I said.
You're run by a king, and it usually ends up very tyrannical. This lady here was my wife.
Showing a picture of his wife.
The best mother I knew, the best wife I knew. When they shot my wife through the head, Elizabeth was right here. When I picked her up from underneath my wife's body, she had jawbone, glass from the window pane, and blood all over. I thought she was wounded or dying too. My son Sam, this picture, he was 11 years old. He died 3 years later. U.S. Marshals shot his dog, a yellow Labrador, when the dog was running home. They autopsied the dog. His story was the dog was attacking him.
Yeah, of course.
Well, apparently in North Idaho, yellow Labradors, they attack running backwards because he was shot right up the rear end to come out his spine here and went through his right ear. Sam said you shot Stryker, you SOB. I'll give you the exact words. Well, I'm going to abbreviate it. And he fired two rounds in this undercover camouflage U.S. Marshal's direction that he just saw shoot his dog, and he turned to run for home. Another marshal who's from Boston, Mass., not too far from here, he shot this little fellow in the right arm, about blew his arm off the elbow. But Kevin heard it when they hit Sam in the back. It was like that. He said, it sounded like when somebody punched in the back real hard, takes the wind out of you. Well, later on, it had blown his heart right out. When I picked him up off the ground dead.
The FBI blew his 14-year-old little boy's heart completely out. Did you hear what Randy just said? He said, their retriever, The reason they shot his dog is because, again, this is what they do. They play the victim while they commit the act of crime. There's a perpetrator. They said the dog was attacking him. Randy's saying that's the first one that I've known of, a golden retriever, to attack like that. And he said he found that the dog was shot from the back all the way through the head. Opposite as to the way that they tried to spin the story.
Chunks of meat was falling out of his mouth. His little eyeballs was halfway open and rolled back. And the whites, you don't forget that stuff.
He's crying. Of course. Oh, oh my gosh, people. Make yourself sheep, and the cowards will devour. These individuals think they're above the law, committing crimes against innocent people in this country, just like Jerry said. It's on law. They don't have the authority to attack its own people. This man just highlighted what the FBI and the U.S. Marshals did to his family, an innocent family. So did Sharona Bishop. So did Lavoie Finicum. The list goes on. Christine, Wisconsin, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
I can now, yes.
Hello?
Hello.
My name is Christine. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm inspired by your show, and I'm getting ready to go and do my very first protest for CPS reform and family court reform because the way they're, separating children for no good reasons.
Yep.
And I'm scared. I've been breaking for a very, very long time, but I'm not broken, and I'm standing, and I'm trying to practice what I've learned from you, and I'm just gleaning from all the information that you bring, and I thank you for that, sir.
You got it. Christine, just hang on a second, okay? Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for the blood of Christ over the righteous, those that are willing to stand up and obey you for what you've called us to do. I thank you that you keep us as the apple of thine eye. I thank you that your holy angels are encamped around us. I thank you that, Lord, you smite through the loins anyone and everyone that would dare rise up against your children. I thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I thank you that your word tells us over and over again that you will give us the necks of our enemies, and it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Lord, we desire to see the God of Moses, and we desire to see the God of David. Hey, Father, as it's thrown to us, I say respectfully, if not who? If it's not us, I'm sorry, then who? If not now, then when? We ask for a Kairos Kronos moment on the behalf of Christine, and I thank you that no weapon formed or fashioned against her should prosper, for her righteousness is of you, Lord God. And I again thank you that your holy angels are encamped around her, keeping her from the evil one as she takes heed to your word, Father. I thank you that you show her exactly who you are. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall not be punished with everlasting destruction and from the presence of the Lord. Be on the offensive, Christine. Be encouraged, my girl, my sister. And I just
be praised. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, thank you for the call. Yep, yeah. Hey, folks, I can feel this one. That's all I'm telling you. I can feel this one. Enough. 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 Of what's going on out there. No more talking about it. It's time to start dealing with corruption. Law-abiding Americans. Love you by what we do. See ya.